Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL overreaction or reality in about 20 minutes. But first, let's go off the assumption, though if you disagree with this, I definitely want to hear. If Jimmy is first and Dave Campo is last, how would you rank the rest of the head coaches Jerry has hired? And perhaps where do you think the new one will fit? Because, Mike, I got to tell you, I had a really difficult time deciding where to slot Barry Switzer. Because on the one hand, I know everybody's like, ah, he did nothing. But they did technically win a Super Bowl and go to the NFC Championship game. So I really struggled with that one.
I think it's this is a good question because he was part of the there is no more discipline. Do whatever you want. White House it up. If you don't know what that was the whorehouse in Valley Ranch for all the players. Well, and maybe other things that were white were there too. And then drugs.
No, I got it. Thanks.
And then it just was, he's part of the complete destruction of the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm not going to put him next to Jimmy because he also has a Super Bowl title, because Jerry and Barry started the total destruction of a great franchise. So it's tough. It's a good question. It's tough because I would put him higher than Dave Campo, but Dave Campo didn't, you know, just show up and go, you want to do coke? Do as much coke as you want. You want to do 20 women down the street? Do 20 women. You don't want to show up to practice? I don't care. I'm barely showing up. I'm going to bring a gun on the plane too.
Yeah, that did. Yeah. By the way, and an aside, supposedly it's heating up between Ben Johnson and the Raiders. So Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, somebody that we've talked about a whole lot. Just keep an eye on that situation. All right, Corey, do you want to start these rankings off?
Yeah, sure.
This is tough.
And I totally understand that about Switzer. I will also add, and this is while he was a Cowboy, you know, had that discussion. He was 157-29-4 with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He did something right. Now, the program itself was doing, you know, it was a machine.
Oh, I think he's one of the, not the best, but one of the best college coaches. He is trying there.
He was 40-24 as the Cowboys coach, and he had top three offenses every year that he was here, except for his last.
Okay.
And I guess the offense did fall off a little bit in 96, but he had fantastic offenses, fantastic defenses, which were teams built by Jimmy Johnson. Now, Jimmy Johnson then at the same time deserves the credit for GM and personnel because of the moves that he made for that time. But I will put Jimmy number one.
Do you think
surprise?
Do you think there is a consensus on Jimmy one and Campo eight?
Somebody said Gailey's last. I still have Campo. And ask Broadus, they'll say they didn't give Campo a real chance with the talent they were drafting at the time.
That's true. He does say that.
But the team just never was able to get going. So,
okay.
But I do have him eight. I have Parcells too. And I have Parcells too because as an NFL head coach, that dude was fantastic. And entertainment-wise, there was nothing. Every day I had to hear his press conference. And I gained a lot of respect for the way that he coached football.
I'll agree with you. I agree.
I will too. I think our list is going to differ after this, but I also have Bill Parcells second.
I have McCarthy three.
I do too.
And then I have Barry Switzer four. McCarthy for the for the first year that he was here,
okay.
One of the most unique, weird circumstances that COVID. The COVID year is just weird. And then you lose your quarterback. The last season, lose your quarterback. What happens in between? He does very well. And he wins games without his quarterback as well, oftentimes. So I thought McCarthy did an admirable job here and gained my respect while he was here in that short time period. And it's sad to me that here we are going to the ninth coach in our era as Cowboys fans when we had Tom Landry for so long.
Yeah.
And there was that stability that came along with it. And now you have this small window to make everything happen.
All right.
But I got to have McCarthy at three and Switzer four.
So you said you agree with that.
I agree with McCarthy at three.
At three. Is it odd then that I realize he's not Jimmy, he's not Landry, but is it odd that people seem really excited to get rid of the number three best coach you've had in the Jerry era?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that this is a pretty crappy list.
Okay.
So I think this is the tough part about this. You're saying rank him, and then if I rank him third, I'm saying, well, that was a great coach. I think Jerry's pathetic at hiring coaches. And the thing is, I think he's intentionally pathetic at it.
What do you mean by that?
He knew that Bill Parcells was a good coach and could do certain things. He just doesn't. We heard Babe yesterday. He just doesn't want to go through that. And now he's, I don't know, 15 years older. Maybe 20 years older. Yeah, he's 20 years older. He's now in his 80s. Like, he's not going to go through somebody who he knows could be a great coach and could change this thing into something special, because he knows that he won't have a major part of it goofing off the way Jerry goofs off. So I don't know. I put Mike McCarthy at three. I think he's a solid coach. I think this is a really crappy list of coaches.
Okay. I put Mike McCarthy at three as well. And this is where I thought we would veered off, and you and I are different.
And I'm putting a dude that won a Super Bowl fourth. That's weird to me.
I put Jason Garrett at four, and that's where I thought our list would start to diverge.
Interesting. I have him pretty low.
Okay.
Can I throw this out for Jason Garrett, Barry Switzer, Dave Campo, and Chan Gailey? Nobody wanted those guys to ever coach again as a head coach. There are four people that, now I get that Jason Garrett got an offensive coordinating job and showed how bad he was at that. And they're like, it's over. Go do TV. That's how Cowboys work.
Right.
But you've hired out of the eight guys, right? We're hiring the ninth guy.
Yeah.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of them, nobody ever wanted him to coach again.
Yeah,
I get that Chan Gailey coached Georgia Tech, and there is other things he did. But nobody considered these people as real NFL head coaches. This is where Mike McCarthy, I don't know, but it sounds like the Bears are really interested in him. It sounds like the Saints are really interested in him as of today. But I mean, 50% of your coaches, when you let them go, nobody even wants to talk to those people.
From the 817, how is Tom Landry not number one? And then also from that number, clearly this is the Jerry era. I'm an idiot. So I appreciate that sense of commitment to everything there.
Yes.
I do have Wade after Switzer.
Okay.
He won all the Super Bowls after he left here as the head coach of other teams.
The last year here was bad. The last year is bad. And granted, the dude did not, like, he never commanded the room the way you thought. But everybody really liked him around. Like, the players seemed to really like him. But then that last year, they didn't play for him.
Yeah.
But in the 3 years prior to that, they put together a pretty damn good record, and his defenses were pretty damn good, too. Did you want me to keep going
here? Yeah. Okay. Go, keep going.
Then I got Jason Garrett.
And this is at number six?
This is number six.
Okay.
I think he had a lot of time, but I never felt like I had an era of dominance from him.
Yeah.
I always felt like I was like, whew. It was just a back and forth yo-yo with him.
See,
and I don't know if, like, I know what he wanted to build. I say this all the time. He wanted to build a Saban program. He wanted to build a Coach K program. He wanted that, and he had a vision for it. I'm not sure everybody was always on board with the vision, and I'm not sure that he ever could quite get that thing built the way he wanted to, and I don't know if he had the skins on the wall to be able to do that.
So I think this is why I have Jason Garrett higher, but I am with you, Mike. This is not a prestigious list whatsoever. I guess in my mind, he had two of the three most dominant Cowboys teams that I thought of, and that's 07, 14, and 16. I know 07 was Phillips, but in 2014 and 2016. Now, I realize the counter argument is, well, guess what? Those teams didn't get any farther than any of the other teams that failed, but I did really think with Dez Caudet and Dak and Zeke in their rookie years, I did think that those were two of the three best teams that I remember in a while.
I'm with you on that. I agree with that. Now, here's the deal.
That's what he wanted
to build.
He just couldn't consistently keep it.
Yeah.
And Corey, I'm going to be with you on Jason Garrett in building. I do think if the Cowboys would have hired Jason Garrett as a general manager, I think that's how his brain works. I think that's where he would be best at. Like, I know Chris Young personally. I don't know Jason Garrett at all. I think Chris Young and Jason Garrett are similar. And I think if I hired Chris Young as my manager, it wouldn't go well.
Yeah.
If I hire Chris Young as, I know he's called president now, but the person kind of running baseball operations, I think Jason Garrett is a thinker. I think he can assess talent well. I think he can look at other teams on film and slowly look over it and say what the strengths and weaknesses are of other teams and his team. But you have 10 seconds to put in a play right now. That's not enough time for Jason Garrett. Mm-hmm. That screwed him up tremendously. How quick a game moved as on the sideline as a head coach. I just don't think he was great at it. But I think his qualities in football, I think he could be a great general manager. I don't think anybody's looking at him for that, and I don't think he wants to do that. But I think that's where he has his blessings and gifts, would be a general manager, not as a head coach.
Yeah, and if he had his opportunity, Kevin, to discipline maybe the way he wanted to, I feel like there were a number of times.
Yep.
Mo Claiborne, I think I'll throw into that. I remember that situation. There were times where I feel like he wanted to do one thing, but the organization, he understood he had to answer all those questions first. And I think that if he could have just had gone his gut direction with it, it would have been better in a lot of situations.
I'm with you. I like that.
And then I got Chan Gailey. Now, Kevin, he was here for 2 years. I don't remember the
Made
Chan,
the playoffs both years.
I don't remember the Chan Gailey era.
Aikman and Emmett and those guys hated him. They thought he was a horrible coach.
I remember was, if Troy Aikman hates him, I hate him.
Sure.
I just stuck it to that. So that's where I put Chan Gailey. And maybe he could have been better.
To your point, it's just kind of some of the middle ones that we differ on, because I also have Jimmy, Parcells, McCarthy at 1, 2, 3. I also have Gailey 7th and Campo 8th. It was the middle where I went Garrett, Wade, Switzer. And I had a really difficult time figuring out Switzer because I kept bumping him lower on the list. And I'm like, man, he made it to a Super Bowl in an NFC championship game. And then I was like, yeah, but there's no reason those teams shouldn't have won both of those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And I think that's what caught me up and lowering him.
I get that, too.
I think Switzer, now I'll give him a compliment. I think he could have been a good head coach. I just don't think he wanted to really be a head coach in the NFL. Jerry just needed somebody to just sit there and not mess it up. And that was his job. Hey, don't mess it up. And so Barry pretty much was like, well, then I'll just stand here. Let the assistant coaches be the assistant coaches. I'm not disciplining these guys. They're adults. They're making money. Hey, you want to do what you're doing and ruin your career? I don't care. Ruin your career. Eric Williams, you want to ruin your career? Ruin your career. Like, it just, there wasn't any type of standards.
yeah.
or rules or anything. He's like, I'm not going to have any rules for me. I'm not going to have any rules for my coaches. I'm just here. And that's what Jerry wanted at that time. He wanted to prove that you could actually not have a head coach and still win with the talent that they had. And they actually did prove that.
And so, that's where Kevin looking at this list and looking at kind of where that stands is like, does he know what greatness is when he sees it?
Yeah.
And is he willing to let greatness be that if it presents itself?
So I want to pick back up on that conversation, maybe like an hour or so. I want to kind of talk about where you think the new head coach will slot, which I know is unfair because we don't even know who the new head coach is. But I'm saying it goes more into that idea of what is the new head coach like actually going to be allowed to do?
Hey, Kevin, Knuckles real quick.
Because I didn't swear.
That's two in a row. That's two segments in a row. Let's keep it. It's kind of like, you know, when you're going through things.
Like Logan Stankoven got a couple goals. Maybe he got, you know, get some confidence back.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's two in a row, Kevin.
Okay, thanks, Mike.